This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Target wants in on same-day delivery business. Last week, it announced it's spending $555 million to buy the Birmingham-based startup Shipt. With Shipt, users order grocery items through an app. The company sends a shopper to the store to buy those items and delivers them to your house. Some believe Target's acquisition of Shipt will open the door to many other tech companies flourishing in Birmingham. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
Like a lot of retail giants, Target offers same-day pickup in all of its stores. It also offers online shipping. But over the last few years, Target's been aggressively looking at ways to make shopping even more convenient. And what's more convenient than ordering online and having your stuff delivered the same day? To that end, Target is buying Shipt for $550 million. Eddie Babe is a Target spokesman.
Adding Shipt, which is this same-day delivery service, and it's going to be groceries, electronics, home furnishing type products to start, is another huge step forward for us.
Shipt started in 2014 as a small Birmingham startup. It works like this. Customers order items on an app. The company then sends a shopper out to the store to get everything on the list. They pick through things like parsley and frozen waffles and eggs for you. Today, those Shipt shoppers in green t-shirts are in stores in 72 cities. And with Target's acquisition, it'll be in hundreds of Target stores by early 2018 and nationwide in 2019.
We have just been extremely impressed with the Shipt team, the Shipt culture they've built, and really their dedication and focus on serving customers.
Under the deal, Shipt can keep growing its roster of retailers, which now includes stores like Publix, Piggly Wiggly, Costco, and Whole Foods. That Target would buy a company that partners with some of its competitors seemed a little odd to Andrew Frank. He's a tech analyst with Gartner. But he says the biggest competition is Amazon.
To me, it reflects the idea that retailers consider perhaps Amazon to be a more important competitor to reckon with than one another.
Frank says some people looking for same-day delivery service will have to choose Amazon Prime or Shipt. Both charge an annual $99 membership fee. But with Shipt, there's a small upcharge, say 30 cents tacked onto the price of a loaf of bread, to cover the cost of picking and packing your stuff. That won't change for Shipt subscribers. And the $99 annual fee, at least, will apply to Target's same-day delivery service, too.
I think that people will have to decide, you know, who they want to give $99 a year to, because I don't think they're going to give it to everyone.
Still, the fact that Shipt is helping a retail giant like Target compete is huge. Dion Gordon is president of Tech Birmingham. He says Shipt will have a lot more business, and it'll probably need to hire more people to keep up with demand. Basically, Shipt's success story is every app developer's dream. Build it, grow it, and sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars.
In 3 years at that, it is the largest acquisition in the state of Alabama.
Gordon says Shipt's early success had already set off a wave of other startups around Birmingham. And with the Target acquisition, he says, expect another domino effect. More venture capital money flowing through the city. And
also the tech talent that a lot of these companies need to go to that next level. Hopefully that follows as well.
The city is on track to recruit top developers, he says. And look, Birmingham is no Silicon Valley. But the Shipt Target deal, Gordon says, tells tech entrepreneurs they can still make it big in the Magic City. And with much cheaper rent. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.